This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Glacial lake outburst confirmed as the reason behind flood in Thame village of Solukhumbu district on Friday. Flood results in disruption of traffic from Lukla to Namche. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stresses on public awareness for successful implementation of the constitution and laws. FNCCI welcomes Ministry of Finance move to form high-level economic reform commission. And US President Joe Biden says Gaza ceasefire deal is closer than ever, warns against efforts to undermine the deal. Now the news in detail. The glacial lake outburst has been confirmed as the reason behind for the flood at the Thame of Khumbu Pasang Lamu rural municipality in Solukhumbu district. Defense Minister Manbir Rai led helicopter inspection team concluded that the outburst of two glacial lakes resulted in the flood. Along with Minister Rai, Chairperson of Federalism Strengthening and National Concern Committee of the Federal Parliament, Sonam Sherpa was also part of the inspection team. The flood hit people in Khumbu Pasang Lamu rural municipality of Solukhumbu district have been provided monetary assistance today. The flood affected households were provided 50,000 rupees from the local levels and 15,000 rupees from District Disaster Rescue Committee. According to Sub-Inspector of Police Hem Bahadur Katwal, the trail along Pagding and Namche was damaged in the stretch of 100 meters in two places owing to the flooded rivulet. With this, the lower belt has been disconnected to the Everest region. It has resulted in disruption of traffic from Lukla to Namche. He added that the only footpath to the Everest trail was blocked after the Bhotikosi eroded it. The flood washed away 20 houses and hotels, a health post and a school in Khumbu Pasang Lamu rural municipality. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stressed on creating public awareness for the successful implementation of the constitution and laws. Addressing a program organized by the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs in Simhadarbar today, Prime Minister Oli said highlighted the need for making the institutions conducting research and delivering justice more fair and accountable, stating that Nepal has made progress in terms of constitution making and formulation of laws across South Asia. Prime Minister Oli said the government is effortful to create a just Nepali society. The head of the government also stated that the sovereign parliament could amend the constitution if the collective efforts are made towards this end. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has viewed the wise use of innovation and resources, cooperative efforts and mutual understanding help ensure the welfare of less developed, developing and developed countries. Virtually addressing the inaugural session of the Third Voice of Global South Summit, organized by the Indian government with the overarching theme of an empowered global south for a sustainable future today, PM Oli viewed the multiple crises of food, energy and climate change have disproportionately affected the developing countries, thereby posing serious threats. PM Oli emphasized that the event held by underpinning India's philosophy of Vasudeva Kutumbakam and in line with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision was a relevant one. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba held a discussion on the contemporary politics. According to the private secretariat of the Prime Minister, they conferred functioning of government and future plan during the meeting held at the official residence of the Prime Minister Balwatar this afternoon. Chairperson of the CPN Maoist Centre, Pushpakmal Dahal Prachanda, has said the recent standing committee meeting strengthened the party. At a program organised on the occasion of the 9th Memorial Day of Poshta Bahadur Bogati at party office today, Chair Dahal commented on the committee meeting. The chair mentioned that people used to argue that the Maoist Centre would split following the opinion put forth by the Deputy General Secretary Janardhan Sarma, but the party has become more unified after the Standing Committee meeting. Leader Sharma had put forth his opinion in a written form in the Standing Committee meeting, which would be incorporated in the party document. On a different note, the former Prime Minister claimed that he was ousted from the government due to his initiatives against corruption. Similarly, Senior Vice Chairperson Naren Kazi Sreste pointed out the need of launching cultural transformation to consolidate party organization and revolutionize ideology. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The Nepali Embassy in Canada has suggested students to preparing to come to Canada to carefully study and explore all required information about their college and work opportunities. A statement of the embassy stated that students would encounter fewer problems if they do adequate research and understand about their college, the subject they are studying, the costs involved, and the city where the college is located. The FNCCI welcomed the Ministry of Finance move to form a high-level economic reform commission. Issuing a press statement today, the President, the Federation of Nepalese Chamber of Commerce and Industries, FNCCI's President Chandra Prasad Thakal, said they have taken the move positively. The statement reminded that the Federation submitted a proposal seeking information of a high-level commission for economic reform, acknowledging the need of the hour to achieve sustainable economic development by revitalizing the national economy. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. President Joe Biden has said a Gaza ceasefire deal is now in sight and warned parties in the Middle East to not undermine the ongoing negotiations to reach an agreement. Al Jazeera cited Biden saying on Friday that the deal was much, much closer than before the talks began. Previous efforts by the Biden administration to bring about a ceasefire in Gaza have failed, and criticism of the president has surged as Washington appears unwilling to use leverage with its key ally Israel. In a separate statement, Biden announced that Secretary of State Antony Blinken will be traveling to the Middle East starting on Saturday to continue the diplomatic push. Biden also said that he spoke with Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah El Sisi, who he said expressed strong support for the U.S. efforts. In the Qatari capital Doha, where Qatari, Egyptian and U.S. negotiation mediators are trying to hammer out a deal on Gaza, ceasefire talks were paused on Friday but are expected to resume next week with the hope of concluding an agreement in Cairo. The World Health Organization on Friday urged manufacturers to ramp up production of mpox vaccines to rein in the spread of a more dangerous strain of the virus. The WHO on Wednesday declared the mpox surge a public health emergency of international concern, its highest alert level, with cleared 1B cases soaring in the Democratic Republic of Congo and spreading beyond its borders. According to the AFP news agency, the WHO is asking countries with mpox vaccine stockpiles to donate them to the countries with ongoing outbreaks. The Doctors Without Borders charity said countries with vaccine stockpiles but no outbreaks must donate as many doses as possible to affected countries in Africa. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, the world's largest humanitarian network, said it faced significant challenges tackling mpox. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy in Koshi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Karnali Province, and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Glacial lake outburst confirmed as the reason behind flood in Thame village of Solukumba district on Friday. Flood results in disruption of traffic from Lukla to Namche. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stresses on public awareness for successful implementation of the constitution and laws. FNCCI welcomes Ministry of Finance move to form High-Level Economic Reform Commission. And the US President Joe Biden says Gaza ceasefire deal is closer than ever, warns against efforts to undermine the deal. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.